following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Grief has many stages, but so does healing. I'm your host, DJ Bubblegum, exploring how to live life after loss. Hello and welcome to episode 2 of No Mat for This, holding a space for the journey that no one is ever prepared for. Last week we talked about people's commentation on the word staying strong and how that personally feels to me and ways that instead of being told to stay strong, I found ways within myself to stay strong. And also learning to be able to tell people in a kind way, hey, you know, I'm not strong right now, and really diving deep into that, as well as ways that the people around us can be a support to us truly and find what we really need rather than just kind of applying it and throwing it on us without truly asking us what we need. We also talked about the importance of being honest and finding the right support system where your emotions can be supported and heal in a light that is seen and heard and respected. And this week we're going to continue on with those topics. We're going to talk about guilt. First off, about the aspect of moving forward when it comes to guilt, daily life in general, school, future, celebrations, emotion as time moves forward, and also some things that have made me guilty over the course of my dad's death and grief that I've experienced. And we're also going to talk about what not being able to say a proper goodbye looks like, what my experience with that was, and also how hard it can hurt all these questions that you have for your parent answered before they passed. As well as guilt, we're also going to be talking about things that I wish I did differently, including photographs and videos with my dad, but also the lack of appreciation that I had for all the things that my dad did for me before he passed and the things that I took extremely for granted. So first, let's dive into the topic of guilt and moving forward. For me, daily life was extremely hard. I talked to my dad all the time. And so just the simple things of getting out of bed and getting ready was hard for me because those were things that I did after I had talked to my dad, first thing. And so I had to kind of find ways that were going to help me still feel that connection with my dad when he wasn't here. And so for me in the morning, just kind of still saying that good morning, dad, or, you know, looking at some pictures of us, or just kind of praying about, you know, what's going on with my dad up there in heaven, that had kind of helped me wake up and just immediately ground myself. I was still connecting with him, and now I was able to start my morning. And for the school aspect, as we talked about last week, because I was a senior, I was very grateful that I got into the school that I'm now in before my dad passed, and so he did know that I was accepted into this school. He did not know physically that I had committed, but now he does, and I definitely know that he's very proud of that decision and happy to see me thriving here at this school. But another thing that I felt a lot of guilt for was my future. I was a senior and I had prom and I had all these graduation parties and then I was going to college, and this was supposed to be such an exciting and prevalent time in my life, and it really was hard because I knew my dad would want me to be so excited and take full advantage of every opportunity, but at that time I was emotionally incapable of of being able to do that. I really just had to sit with myself. And that's all what it leads back to. For me, that is the only way I have been able to heal, is really sitting with myself and feeling those uncomfortable emotions, because without that, I don't think I will be able to learn myself better. A couple different things that I also felt extremely guilty over specifically. Number one, the first thing was I could have done more. I did have my CPR certificate, but like I could have updated it sooner. I have to remind myself, how would I have known that? How would I have known to update my CPR certificate because my dad was going to pass away? I had no clue. And these are things that I try to blame myself for sometimes. And they're valid, but they're also kind of crazy. There are things that are out of our control. And it gets to a point where we cannot continue to blame ourselves. And so sometimes when I fall back into this state of mind, I have to remind myself that I did everything in my power to save my dad. And he knows how much I love him. I know how much he loves me. And I really have to just stay in that state of mine. On his birthday was in July, and I didn't get him a birthday cake. And I know that sounds so ridiculous, but I've kind of seen it all over social media, which also can bring a big aspect into grief and kind of sometimes show you inadequate ways that you're quote-unquote supposed to grieve, or how it's supposed to be done. There's no right way to grieve, okay? Everyone grieves differently at the end of the day. Still, we're, you know, in the following year, and I'm still beating myself up about this cake that I didn't get my dad for his birthday, and I didn't blow out his candles for him. And, like, that's so shallow and, like, dumb, but it's something that weighs on me. Obviously, if my dad was here, we would have gotten him a cake, we would have had a party, we would have done everything, but instead that day I just grieved him. And so this year I decided I was going to get him a cake. So that will be coming for his birthday. But another thing that I held a lot of guilt over was not having the service right away. I knew it was the right thing to do because I was not in the frame of mind where I could be around 300 people and have a ceremony like we did. And our ceremony was beautiful, and it was such an amazing way to celebrate my dad. And I was so grateful for that time, but I am also so grateful that we waited, because a lot of people did ask right away if we were going to do a service. And as I said, I talked with my family first thing and said, we're going to do this on our time, on our terms. And although I had so much guilt because so many people were like, we want to get together, we want to celebrate, you know, your dad. And I understood that. I was just not ready for that. And I was so grateful that everyone gave me the space to be able to grieve before we had that service. But I also felt so much guilt, like I was holding everybody back from getting together and celebrating my dad. And it brought me so much guilt and so much anxiety. And people, you know, came to me then and they were like, you know, this is a beautiful service, and you know, telling me how much they love my dad. And then at that time, you know, a couple months later after when we had that service, I was able to really listen to what they had to say and not just be an emotional wreck, even though I still was. I want to move on to the topic of not being able to say a proper goodbye. Now, personally for me, I went and hugged my dad before he went to bed that night, and I told him I loved him. And in some sense, that is a form of goodbye, but I didn't know that that was going to be my last time saying I love you to my dad. But I think the hardest part for me was that I felt like I didn't know much beyond my dad of being my dad. I hear stories now about what my dad was like when he was younger, and it's so amazing to hear all of those. But it's sad that, like, I don't ever get to experience my dad's perspective of his life at all. Like, I didn't really get to hear many of those stories because a lot of them, you know, I was younger and growing up. And so I got to hear some of those stories as I got older, but I felt like there was so much about my dad that I still don't know. That is really hard to let go of. I think another thing that related into that was what place and what kind of relationship and space you're in when you lose a loved one. And I'm so grateful that my dad and I had such a tight connection when he passed away, and there wasn't any kind of tension between us. But in a lot of other cases, sometimes people are struggling with that. And I think, and the person who brought up this comment was, you know, speaking on not being able to say that proper goodbye and, you know, losing someone when you're not in the best space in that relationship. And personally, I can't speak on that because I haven't lost someone when our relationship has been in a dark light, but, or, you know, in a more tense environment. But I think really, you know, meeting with someone and going through those emotions and really depicting with someone out loud what that relationship looked like when they passed might be a helpful way to heal if I was in that space. We're going to move on and talk about things I wish I did differently. Now, I am someone who really loves to live in the moment. I do love pictures. I do love videos. But I think that has developed more since I lost my dad because I hold on to it a lot more. I want those memories so bad because I feel like I never have enough of them with my dad. I feel like I'll never have enough pictures or voicemails or letters or videos or anything like that. And so I really encourage the people who still have their people here physically and bug them about those photos, bug them about those family photos, you know, have them leave those voicemails, have them take up that gigabyte or whatever it is, because it's important at the end of the day to have those memories and to be able to look back on those when you get to a position of someone like me. Another thing that I wish I did differently was be grateful and not take for granted all of the things that my dad sacrificed and did for me. And mind you, I was and still am a young person and naive and kind of just all in my own world. And losing my dad really put me into a shocking place of like, wow, I am tiny and there is a huge world around me. And I think now I remind myself to stay in that space of gratitude for not just my dad, but also all the other people around me who still provide for me emotionally, whatever it is. It's so important to hold that appreciation and cherish that and not take that for granted, because one day that won't be here. So in conclusion with the topics we've talked about today, I just want to remind each of you to, you know, when you're in that state of guilt or that guilt of not being able to say a proper goodbye or being hurt, or that guilt about moving forward with things and going on to new experiences, I think, as I said, as I lead it back to every time, sitting with yourself and really thinking, what is going to be the best option and choice for me here? What is going to put me into the best frame of mind? It is so important, and relying on your support systems to help you make those decisions is important as well. And I hope to see you guys on next week's episode.